What's up, Anchor listener? Hoping everybody having a wonderful day. My days is going, but I wanted to chime in for a second and talk about this shooting. I want to say I send all my condolences to the family who had lost children in that shooting. But it's quite strange that in this new year, 18 different incidents has happened with school shootings, and all the school shootings that happened, these 18 different incidents, had AR-15s as the weapon that was involved in the shooting. Now, every time one of these school shootings happen, it's supposedly be a mentally ill person, which is strange to me. And then we have these so-called people that they interview that seen the shooter and talk to the shooter, or it's just, it all seems like a scheme to me, not taking anything away from an actual shooting, you know, or the families that have lost loved ones. But I want to play something so y'all can hear it and y'all let me know how y'all feel about it. But it's a teenager that speaks on her chilling encounter with Nicholas and claims there was a second shooter and he definitely wasn't the only one. So, of course, when we hear stories, we'll never get the whole side of the story. We get bits and pieces because we know how the media is. But let me play this clip right quick and get back with y'all.
I actually was in the bathroom at the moment, and I came back to my classroom, and I knocked on the door, and the fire alarm went off, and principal came on the speaker and just said, everyone needs to evacuate right now. So that's what we did. As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple shots fired. Everyone was freaking out, saying that it was a gun. And as we were walking the whole class together, I actually was speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz. And as I was speaking to him, he seemed very, I don't know what the word I want to say is, but he was trouble in middle school, so I kind of joked to him about it and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it, and he just gave me a huh. So that's really what happened.
You were walking down the hall, he had already fired at that point.
Yes, sir, with him.
Weren't you scared?
In the moment I wasn't, because there was obviously definitely another shooter involved, but...
Oh, you think he was not the only one?
No, definitely not.
Why do you say that?
Because when shots were fired, I saw him after the fact. So, and the shots were coming from the other part of the building, so there definitely had to be two shooters involved, I believe.
Okay, so here's a witness that said that she spoke with him and it is basically another shooter. My thing is, you were able to have a conversation with this person that's mentally ill, that they say is mentally ill, that heard these voices in his head that tell him to go shoot up a school, kill people. And you were the lucky one. Not saying that she's supposed to die, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, a person that's in that state of mind of killing, he would have killed her. So, once again, I want to say thank you for stopping by the D-Lo One Stack Anchor page. And if y'all want to call in and leave a message about this situation, you can. It's always there for you to do so. I appreciate everybody who has supported me thus far. And I will continue to support y'all as well. All y'all have a good day.